We welcome into the studio now from the youth development team, Emily Belton, the youth development facilitator, and Ruby Wilson, the co-chair for the Youth Council. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
It's great to have you in here. Thank you for taking the time to come and see us. Lots going on this year, and it's really exciting to learn about some of these things. Now, Ruby, you're up first. The recruitment drive that's going on at the moment, how has the recruitment for new members gone so far?
It's gone really well, actually. We've just had a number of the interviews and for the new members this week, and we've got a couple more to do, and then we're letting people know mid next week. But it's been really cool to see the different young people that we've got in our district and how excited they are to be part of the Youth Council and Y Youth.
It's nice to see people put their hands up for this. Have you had a lot of feedback? A lot of people.
Yeah, we've had about 10 different applications, which has been really cool, and they're from all across the district, which has been great. Something that we've tried to get this time around is to cover all areas of Waimakariri, not just focusing on the main town centres.
And how many spaces have you got to fill?
That's a great question. So I think there is around 7 positions available for Youth Council,
right?
And then there is more positions available with Y Youth, because we've had a little bit of drop off in terms of that membership with Y Youth, and we really want to boost that back up. So there's plenty of space.
There's plenty of space, and that's great. So those that have put their hand up and said, I want to be part of this, aren't going to be left out. There's going to be a role for them to play in taking the region's youth forward.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic. So that's the recruitment drive. The Youth Sports Festival, Emily, that's coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so an event that a number of local agencies have been working on recently, which are the North Canterbury Netball Centre, Canterbury Cricket, Secondary School Sport Canterbury, the North Canterbury Sport and Rec Trust, and Youth Town have been working together to create an event for young people who don't currently participate in sport or active recreation. They don't traditionally go out and play sport on a Saturday or Wednesday sport or anything like that. So we're just trying to provide an opportunity for young people to give it a go at a range of different sports. And so we've got walking netball or fast five netball, depending on what people want to do when they turn up. We've got turbo touch. Canterbury Cricket is doing a year girls program, which is just a modified activities, and then they might be able to play a game of cricket if that's what the young people on the day decide. We've got pickleball as well, and a few other smaller activities that people can do on the side. We've got music and a free sausage sizzle as well, and it should be a really cool afternoon, and it'll be after school time as well, so from 3:30 till 6:30 p.m. people can come and go as they need to. Just wanting young people to give a go of sports.
Yeah, and this is a fantastic thing, because I mean, today there are so many other distractions in youth's lives. There's the computer games. Yeah. There's any number of things that's going to stop them from getting out there into the fresh air. How are we able to get those people along? What are we approaching schools? Or?
Yeah, so information has gone out to the schools this week, and we're putting a post up today on the Waimakariri team community page, and it'll be shared onto the Youth Council's page as well, and then hopefully that'll be disseminated into the community as well.
Right, so that's happening 20th of March after school.
Correct.
So we're talking, say, 3:30 on?
Yeah, yep. So we'd like people down there for about 3:15, 3:30, just so we can make sure people are registered, so we know who's there, and then we can start play at about 3:45.
Fabulous. Well, that's certainly something to get along there too. If you ever thought, oh, I actually might like to try and give that a go, this is the place. So where is it taking place again?
At North Canterbury Netball Centre, just at Dudley Park.
Dudley Park, the netball centre there, folks. So get on down there for that. Now, Ruby, you've got some information for me about, you're asking for feedback from
so
the
region. Youth Council has a youth takeover survey running at the moment. So we've got a survey out that we're asking young people to fill out just to find out what issues are important to them and what they see as important for our district. And so from that data, we're going to be able to use it when Youth Council makes submissions for different things, such as the long-term plan that has come up with council lately. And we've also got a youth strategy review later in the year. So we'll be able to use the data that we collect for those. So we've got on our social media the link to fill out the survey. And so we'd really appreciate any young people to fill that out and give us some data so that we can make a submission that's accurate for what young people think.
That is fantastic. You speak with such passion about these things, Ruby. I think it's wonderful. We're in good hands, North Canterbury, Wybeck and Eddie. We're in good hands with our youth council. We really are. Anything else that we need to share this afternoon? There's a lot.
Actually, I will say that Ruby and I will be heading along to the Volunteer Expo later this evening. So from 5 till 7pm at Rangiora Library, we've got a stand set up for Youth Council with a little bit of a lookbook on what Youth Council has achieved over the last year, but also what's coming up this year.
That's fabulous.
So if anyone would like to know more information about Youth Council or actually any other volunteering services across the district, there's about 20 stall holders, if you want to call it that. Down there at the library at 5 o'clock.
Fabulous. Now this is the first of three, I believe.
Correct.
There's another one in the Ruatanifa Centre in Kaipoi, another one at the Woodend Hall as well. So keep your eyes out for that, guys. If you miss this one today, don't worry, there's another two that are coming. But you know, it's about asking, what can I do for my community? And I think it's a very important thing. Thank you very much, Emily Belton, Youth Development Facilitator and Co-Chair for the Youth Council, Ruby Wilson. Looking forward to hearing more about what's going on this year the next time that you're back in the studio. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Bruce.
For having us.
Compass FM.